These last days of the year are always a busy time for nonprofit organizations as they scramble to land just a few more donations. This year, because of Hurricane Katrina, charities may be receiving even bigger gifts than usual. NPR's Martin Costi explains.
In the aftermath of Katrina, Congress temporarily raised the limit on how much of your charitable giving is tax deductible. Until December 31st, you can give up to 100% of your income and deduct it all from your taxes. That means bigger tax deductible donations for food banks in Biloxi, homeless shelters in Baton Rouge, or, if you prefer, the Symphony Orchestra in Seattle. Yes, the Katrina Emergency Tax Relief Act, or KETRA, also allows bigger tax-deductible donations to arts organizations, something the Seattle Symphony eagerly pointed out to its supporters in a recent fundraising email. In fact, KETRA applies to just about every nonprofit in the country, no matter how far removed from the Gulf Coast. And many of them, PETA, public radio stations, my wife's alma mater, are scrambling to cash in. Philanthropy consultants say the extra tax deductions are working, attracting big gifts, sometimes in the millions of dollars, to nonprofits of all kinds.
That wasn't the spirit nor the intent of the law.
Congressman Charlie Melanson was a co-sponsor of the tax-deductible charity legislation in the House. On a cell phone from southern Louisiana's storm-ravaged 3rd District, he says he wishes the bill had been written more narrowly.
But loopholes are loopholes, I guess, and ain't a whole lot I can do about that, at least not right now.
Another House sponsor of KETRA agrees. On his way home to New Orleans, Congressman William Jefferson says he hopes those donation appeals don't end up in the mailboxes of his constituents.
I'd be very upset and disappointed because the help is needed down in the Gulf region, and others are taking advantage of the situation, which isn't what was intended.
But some argue that the legislation was intended to help all nonprofits, even arts organizations in faraway states. Robert Sharp is president of a company that gives fundraising advice. He says the bill's sponsors in the Senate made it clear that they also wanted to give a boost to charities that might have lost potential donations to the fundraising for Katrina.
They felt that there was such an extraordinary need for private funding between all the disasters and all the regular nonprofits that this year they take the cap off and let rich people give more than they could normally give. And that was social policy in action.
But there are some tax experts who say it's not very good social policy. Linda Beal is a tax specialist at the University of Illinois College of Law. She says it's important to remember that charitable deductions like this one make it possible for wealthy people to take their money out of the government's hands and to give it to their pet causes.
That means that the things that those taxpayers select are the things that are being supported through the tax system. And a wealthy taxpayer might be more likely to support a symphony or an art museum, whereas what may need support if we were doing a deliberative policy determination is, in the case of Katrina, it might be simple housing and food needs.
There are perils for nonprofits that try to raise money under the Katrina law. A development officer at the Seattle Symphony says several supporters have responded negatively. She says they thought the symphony was trying to leverage Katrina. It's an impression she wants to dispel, but she declined to go on tape, as did other nonprofits contacted by NPR. These organizations are pursuing the extra donations, but they're treading gingerly. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.